And now to another late night eatery, Town Topic. KCUR's Eric Baker stopped in to check out Town Topic's late night weekend crowd.
Walk in the doors of Town Topic and you'll feel like you've stepped back in time. The small interior has an even smaller seating area where you have to be lucky to get a seat. Photos of owners and cooks past adorn the walls as crammed-in customers happily eat their burgers and fries. The waitresses move like crazy behind the counter, taking orders so fast, it's amazing that the cooks can keep up.
Can I get a half-pound cheeseburger?
Town Topic is famous for its burgers, but has a pretty large diner menu and chalkboard filled with pie choices. So finding something for you shouldn't be that difficult. That is unless you want a salad. Once you're inside, you notice the sizzle of the grill and fryers, harmonizing with the jukebox. And the ever-flowing pour of lovably mediocre coffee. Gus Grace III, a waiter at the Hollywood Casino in Kansas City, Kansas, grew up in Kansas City and has been coming to Town Topic for years.
After the bars close, people come for a bite to eat, and you tend to see their how their day went at 3 o'clock, if it went well, if it went so-so, or who they hooked up with, or who they're going to hook up with, or how the club was, you know.
As Grace is eating a double hamburger with grilled onions and pickles, he says that he loves how Town Topic gets, shall we say, colorful at a certain hour. He says he enjoys the simple menu that reminds him of when he and his dad used to visit other diners as a child. When Grace walks in, the waitress recognizes him instantly and only asks, the regular?
Yeah, she remembers me. In fact, I just got here and she remembered exactly what I wanted.
27-year-old April Reddick dresses in a white apron and skirt a la 1950s and is one of two waitresses at Town Topic. She seems popular and remembers her regular clientele. During the day, Town Topic gets factory workers, IRS people, and the such. At night, the crowd can be about anyone you can think of.
I'd say about 85% of our customers are regulars. You know, we get a lot of people that were their last stop to the airport and their first stop back from the airport, so.
But don't let Reddick's laugh fool you. She can get tough when she needs to be. Reddick's had to deal with more than one bad customer. While I was there, a customer walked out without paying.
Well, regardless if I answer or not, you don't walk out without paying.
Well, so I didn't know. Okay, you don't need to be mean, for God's sakes.
Reddick tells me she occasionally has to disappear into the back to let her anger out. Reddick then jokes that the difference between the day and night shifts are like, well, night and day. For Reddick, people leaving without paying are nothing more than annoyances compared to other problems she's had to deal with. She's seen fights, people stripping, and shootings.
Well, about 2 years ago, I witnessed a guy getting shot in the parking lot. Had to go out and help him, you know, and call the ambulance and all that. He survived, luckily.
In July, another shooting occurred in the Town Topic parking lot where 6 people were wounded. A cop now stands guard outside the diner during the late weekend nights, keeping an eye out. A little after 1 a.m. is when the drunken partiers really start to show up in hordes at Town Topic. Gabriel Engelbert and Rachel McTarsney sit down near me. They've definitely had a drink or two. They're both in their mid-30s and work in medical sales. Engelbert grew up in Kansas and claims he was conceived at Town Topic late one evening.
So what brings me back is just the little dump that it is, all the great food, and the people. I mean, you come in here, you're going to get people from all walks of life. It's great. Great people watching. Lots of different phonics are spoken here. And that's what keeps me coming back.
McDarcy says she's been really excited to come to Town Topic since she saw it on Anthony Bourdain's travel show, No Reservation.
So we were just down the street at the Cashew and having a grand old time. And we thought we wanted a burger. And so where's the place to go? Town Topic. That's the place to go. I mean, I've never been here before, but I love it. I had coconut cream pie to start. I've got onion rings and burgers to end. I don't know. I think it's amazeballs.
Whether or not you find it to be amazeballs, few places can beat the late night people watching over a cup of coffee and a piece of pie at Town Topic. Eric Baker, KCUR.